Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is being a witness. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to be a witness. But I want to talk about that a little bit. Being a witness of what? We didn't see the resurrection of Christ. We weren't there. So what are we witnessing to? It's kind of like being in a courtroom. You're a witness, and they say, what did you see? And we say, well, I don't know. I didn't see nothing. Unless we actually saw something. And that's what I want to talk about. Because when you get saved, you are a witness. And the witness is of the grace of God, of the forgiveness of God, of the love of God that's showered upon you. You're witnessing of your own life and how the hand of God reached out and touched you and blessed you and gave you hope and dignity and life. You are being a witness of how that all that old stuff from the world was washed away with the blood of Jesus. You're a witness of what God has done to you and in you and through you. When Jesus said, let your light so shine, he meant, of course, that the light of God is in you because you are a follower of Christ, that you're saved by the blood of Jesus. And that light shines in you. And that light is transforming. And so you see it. You see it in yourself. And that brings me to a very important point. If you get up every day and you don't see the hand of God in your life, are you really saved? Are you really a child of God? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Are you hearing God? Are you walking with the Lord? Are you seeing the hand of God in your life? That's got to be evident. And then what you do is you witness to it. You witness of it to other people through your life. And that means there's changes that happen that they see. It's not just quitting smoking or drinking or fooling around with other women or men. It's all of that, but it's also the love of God manifested through his grace to us that saves us. And that's the thing, the one thing in life that makes you happy, that brings you sanity and stability and hope. And that's what you see as a witness. And that's what you tell about, because you are the witness of Christ and his love. So as you go today, and whatever you do, be a witness to the love of God, what he has been doing in your life. God bless you and have a great day.